What's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Jordan.
Huggy Lowdown.
Timberwheel.
Hello, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
How are you alcoholic Christmas carolers doing this morning? Do y'all realize they lit up trees in both Washingtons yesterday?
Both? Both Washingtons?
Lit up trees.
Oh, wait. You know, the National Tree in D.C. Yeah. And the Sour Diesel in Washington State. People got a blast out of both trees being fired up. Speaking of fires, contender number one this week list is Jason Kellner.
Who's that?
Now, Jason Kellner's name may not ring a bell right now, but the right side of his face is famous.
Oh, that's funny.
He's the Target employee seen on the video getting slapped by Cat Williams. After Cat put the paws on him, Target put the boss on him and fired him. Tom Simple J, when I first saw the video of two slap, I thought, why the hell would he let that comical crack baby on steroids get close enough to smack him? Did he think Cat was one of those little talking Chucky dolls complaining about Grope Me Elmo or something? And then I was wondering, why did he get fired? Did he have dirty urine from the residue of that cat slap?
Oh my gosh.
No. Supposedly, he got fired for working through his lunch break. Did y'all hear about
working
this?
Working through his lunch break.
Yeah.
Working through his lunch break. Some type of company policy. So I know that's unheard of. I would have fired his ass, too. Who in the hell worked through their lunch break? What kind of a Caucasian shiggity is this? Hell, you can't even find a black person during their lunch break. Because ain't nothing coming between a black person and their lunch break. You hear me? Hell, never, no way, nothing. Black people will get to work a half an hour before lunch and still
take a lunch break.
Still! So take their lunch. Ain't that right, Jay?
You know it.
Amen. Consider number two, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie?
You know Eddie Murphy's mind. Eddie Murphy's top fourth list of most overpaid stars in Hollywood, thanks to the movies Meet Dave, Tower Heist, and 1,000 Words. And the movie was so bad, I gave him back to the bootlegger. Contender number three is another overpaid star. Tony Romo. Contender number four.
I'm sad.
The Miami Heat. That's right. Tuesday night, Miami Heat got beat like an out-of-town tourist on the wrong street. Yeah, get off my Washington Wizards gizzards. You hear me? We ain't tripping off LeBron, Bosh, or Wade. We have Crawford, Nene, and...
Huh? Hello?
RG3. Contender number four, Hugh Hefner. That's right, Mr. Playboy himself, the pimp's pimp. Well, the pimp ain't pimping anymore. He's limping. Hugh Hefner's getting old, y'all. He has prehistoric pistachios. Antiquated almonds. Geriatric goobers. Well, the 86-year-old Hef is marrying the 26-year-old woman who left Hef at the altar. Y'all hear about this?
Yeah.
Wow.
She left him at the altar about a year ago. Now he's going to marry her again. Come on, Hef. You can't marry a woman that left you. You was the original playboy. You got binders full of women.
Binders.
Now, Hef done got senile in the penile. You hear me, y'all?
Oh, my gosh.
He had some bad Viagra or something. He need to get his crown back. He need to be the runaway groom, Sybil. He need to leave her ass this time. You know?
See how she
he's
likes
like,
it.
It's like looking at, it's like seeing a pimp with Alzheimer's. Them buddies done took over his mansion and everything. He don't even wear silk pajamas anymore, Jay. When have you seen Hugh Hefner wearing flannel pajamas? Are you sugar D-ing me? You're the owner of Playboy. You not learned a cable guy? Cat Williams, you are the Bama of the week, week. Now, Cat's been in more trouble with the police this month. He has his own episode on Cops. Did y'all know that? I wasn't going to give it to him, but he retired, but then he unretired. And then he retired. His retirement was shorter than Mitt Romney's list of black friends. Did y'all know that?